Today's daf is Menachos Daf Tzadi. Today's share is once again the Luzchus Rafor Shleima for Sarah Rivka Bas Hinda Bela. Shishlev Rafor Shleima Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. We are holding at Amar Rabbi Yochanan Asher Mitzorah Sheshachtel Shlolishmo, about 12 lines from the end of the page on Daf Pei Tes Amid Veiz. And the first thing we're going to discuss is when a particular carbon has certain unique accompanying requirements, and then you do that carbon Shlolishmo, so the carbon is not going to be kosher anyway. Do you do the unique accompanying requirements with that carbon, or do you say anyway it's not going to be able to be used as that carbon, so just bring it in a more standard fashion? And then the Mishnah on the top of Tzadi Amud Aleph is going to talk about whether the midos that we've been talking about all these measuring utensils that they had in the Beis HaMikdash, how are they meant to be used? Are they meant to be used with heaping midos, meaning does Nisaron hold an actual Nisaron only when it's heaping, or even when it's machuk, even when it's exactly at the rim of the kli? How are they meant to be used? And also the Mishnah is going to talk about what the status is of the overflow, that which goes over the sides of the kli. Does that become kadosh as well? And we're going to see a possible distinction between liquid measures versus dry measures as far as the overflow is concerned. Then on the bottom of the page, we're going to quote a Mishnah that tells us that Moser Nisachim is Leketz HaMizbeach. So we're going to have two different possibilities of what exactly that means. How something becomes Moser Nisachim that then goes Leketz HaMizbeach as a dessert for the Mizbeach. And then on Amud Beis, the Mishnah is going to teach us which karbanos require nesachim and which karbanos do not require nesachim, and all the gemara that follows is going to be the limudim from psukim, how we arrive at that conclusion that those karbanos require nesachim and other karbanos do not require nesachim. So let's begin. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. The Mishnah that we're going to see later on today is going to tell us that a chatos of a mitzora and an asham of a mitzora are different than other chatos or ashamos, and they require nesachim. Most chatos Hashemos do not require nesachim. So the Gemara is going to discuss what happens if you have an asham shel mitzora that's shechted shelo lishma. So now it can't be used as an asham mitzora. Every other asham though doesn't require nesachim. So what do you do about the nesachim of this karban asham? So says the Gemara, Amrab Yochanan. Asham mitzora shechato shelo lishma. Let's say you have an asham mitzora that you shechted shelo lishma, meaning you shechted it l'shem some other karban asham. Rashi points out, so ta'u nesachim, it's going to still require nesachim, like an asham mitzora that shechted lishma would require nesachim, meaning it's still called an asham mitzora, even though you're not actually being yotze your chiyuv of asham mitzora, it's still called an asham mitzora, and therefore it still requires nesachim. Because if you're going to say that since it's no longer being mechaper for the mitzora, it should no longer require nesachim, well then pesalto. It turns out that you're not able to bring it on the mizbeach because you can't make it some other karban asham because it's a karban asham. A karban asham can't be brought just because you want to. It has to be that there's some sort of chiyuv, and it can't be brought as an asham mitzora without the nesachim because an asham mitzora requires nesachim. So the only way to get it on the Mizbeach is to still bring it with the Nesachim, call it an Asher Mitzorah. It's just that it's not going to provide the Kapara that the Bailim is looking for. So says Gemara, but if that's the case, that since the Asher Mitzorah has this unique requirement of Nesachim, that's not normal for Karbanos Asham, unique to Asher Mitzorah, and now it's not, you're not getting your Kapara of an Asher Mitzorah, but you still do that unique requirement, so how does that play out in other Karbanos that have a unique requirement? Maskav Ramanashi Bergada Elam. According to this, that if you formulate this as a rule, that any karban that has some special requirement that's brought l'chova, even if you shechted shelo lishmo, you still do that special requirement, well then keves haba'ima omer, the keves that's brought with the karban omer, where the mincha is shnei asronim, sheshchato shelo lishmo, let's say you shechted shelo lishmo, teimin chasuk fula, the halacha should still be that it's shnei asronim, that the mincha should be doubled, that is shnei asronim, even though it's not counting for the chiyuv. Shemiyat ha'omer kein, because of the same logic, if you just bring it like any other kivsei ola, where the mincha is only one isaron, pesalto, then it's going to have to be pasal. And v'tamishal shachar, and I'll give you another example, a karmen tamishal shachar, sheshchato shelo lishmo, that's shechted shelo lishmo, yeiton shnei gezirin, b'kohen echad, is should require two blocks of wood brought by one Kohen, because that's the way the Hakravas HaKarban Tamid is supposed to be done, that before you bring it on the Mizbeach, you add to the Maracha, to the pile of wood on the Mizbeach, Shnei Gezirei Etzim Al Yedei, a single Kohen. The Gemara derives this from Maseches Yuma, Tav Chafav Ambeis, when the Pasuk says, Ubir Ala Kohen Etzim Baboker Baboker, it says Kohen Beloshon Yachid. So you see that the Etzim, the Gezirei Etzim, are brought by a single Kohen. So according to the rule that Rabbi Yochanan is trying to formulate right now, the din should be that even when you shechted shalol l'shmo, you should still require the Kohen Echad bring Shnei Gezirei Etzim. Shemiyat Omer Kain, because if you're just going to bring it like a regular Karban Olah that doesn't have these Shnei Gezirei Etzim, Pasalto, well then you can't do it. It should be pasul. V'tamash shalbein rabayim sheshchato shalol l'shmo. And a third example, if you have a tamash shalbein rabayim that shechted shalol l'shmo, yeiton shnei gezirim b'shnei kohanim, it should require the shnei gezirei etzim brought by two kohanim. That same sugi in Yuma learns that it's brought by two kohanim because it says va'orchu etzim ala eish. Va'orchu lashon rabim sounds like it's more than one kohen arranging the etzim ala eish. So shemiyat haomer kein pasalto, because if you don't now have that same requirement of the gezirei etzim by the shnei kohanim, it's going to be possible. The chitei mein achinami. So maybe you're going to say, okay, so all these things are true. With the carbon omer is true, and the tamash shel shachar and tamash shel bin arba'im and achinami. All these special requirements, even when you're not being yotzei the chiyuv of that carbon, you still got to do these special requirements. No, but halo chashav lehu. Rabbi Yochanan didn't tell me about those. He only told me about the asham mitzora that you do shalol l'shmo, that it's still going to require its nisachim. So why didn't he give me all these other examples of the Karban Omer and the Tamash Shal Shachar and Tamash Shal Bein Arba'im? Ella Amar Abayi Chad Mina Yonakat. Abayi says, no, that's fine. He gave one example and he assumed that you will therefore be able to formulate the rule on your own and apply it to all the other cases. So that's not a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Abba Amar Bishla Mahanach Olos Ninu. Rabbi Abba says differently, that no, when it comes to the other Karbanos, they're all Karbanos Ola, meaning the Tamash Shal Shachar, the Tamash Shal Bein Arba'im, so ilo chazul olas chova. If you're not going to be able to use them for their olas chova because you shachted them shalol l'shma, so karvi olas nedava. You could still use them for an olas nedava, for a different carbon ola. So even if you bring them as an olas nedava, you're not uprooting the shame of the carbon. So bring them without these extra requirements, without the gezirei etzim that are needed for the Tamash Shal Shachar and Tamash Shal Bein Arba'im, where the olas haomer could be brought with one isaron of solas. So elahacha, but over here by the asham etzora, ilomok maslav b'mil say, if you can't keep it as an asham etzora, asham nedava mi'ika, you can't turn it into any other kind of asham because there's no such thing as an asham nedava. You can't volunteer to bring a carbon asham, and therefore it has to be brought with its nesachim so that it could keep its shame asham etzora. To bring it as like any other asham that's not brought with nesachim is an impossibility because the other ashamos are dafka ba al chait, so you're not allowed to bring them when there is no chait, so you can't change them to something else. Tanya kavaseit Rabbi Yochanan, we have a brisa that says just like Rabbi Yochanan, asham mitzora sheshchato shlo l'shmo o shlo nasim yidano al gabi bahonos. If let's say you did the asham mitzora wrong, you did it incorrectly, you shachted shlo l'shmo, so it's not going to be good, or you didn't put the dam of the asham on the bahonos of the mitzora, because the Torah tells us that part of the Torah process is that the Kohen has to put the Dama Asham on Tnuch Azno Hamitaher Hayimanis, Bowen Yado Hayimanis, Bowen Raglo Hayimanis, his earlobe, his right thumb, his right big toe, and if you don't do that, the Kapara doesn't happen. So Harezu Olal Gabi Mizbeach, he's still bringing on the Mizbeach, Viton Nesachim, and it's still going to require Nesachim, like an Asham Mitzorah, Vitzorah Hashemach, Elatiro, but you should just realize he doesn't have his Kapara yet, he's still going to need to bring another carbon asham in order to be matir him to eat kachim, in order for him to have his complete kapara. Okay, new Mishnah now, Daf Tzadi Amud Aleph, 6 lines from the top of the page. So says the Mishnah, once we've already discussed all the different measuring utensils in the Mikdash that they measured for the lach and for the yavesh, so this mission is going to have two topics. First of all, how are they meant to be used? Are you meant to put them heaping in the kli, or is it just supposed to be flat in the kli? And second of all, what happens with the overflow, with that which goes over the sides of the kli? So, kol midosh b'migdash hayu nigdashos. Whenever you used any of the measuring utensils in the migdash, you were supposed to make them heaping, chutz mishal kohen gadol, except for the isaron that was used to measure for the minchas chavitin of the kohen gadol. Every day he would bring his chavitin, which was an isaron, half an isaron b'boker, half an isaron b'erev. That kli that they used to measure that isaron was used in a way where it didn't have to be heaping. The inside of the kli actually held an isaron. Shaya gocha litocha. That's what gocha litocha means, that its heap was inside of it. It means it didn't need to be heaping. It was slightly larger, and therefore, when with nothing heaping over the top, it already filled an isaron. Midas halach Beirutzehen Kodesh. Now, Beirutzehen is not the same as Godesh, right? It's a little bit, it's a different word. So it means that which goes over the sides of the kli, not with that which goes on top of whatever's in the kli, not what's heaping, but the overflow. So, Beirutzehen Kodesh. That is also Kodesh, whatever flows over the sides of the edges of the kli. Umidas hayavesh beirutzehen chol. But when it comes to dry things, with that which goes over the sides of the kli are going to be chol. They're not going to be kadosh. Rabbi Akiva says the reason for the distinction is very simple. Midas halach kodesh. The kelim that are meant to hold liquids, they themselves are kodesh. Lefichach beirutzehen kodesh. And therefore, whatever overflows will also be kodesh because it became kadosh in the kli. The kli itself is kodesh. Midas hayavesh chol lefichach beirutzehen chol. The midas hayavesh is actually chol. It's not a kli that's kodesh. It's chol, and therefore that which overflows is also chol because it was not kadosh b'kli. L'chara, it should turn out that even that which is inside the kli is not kadosh, because the kli is chol. If the kli is chol, then how is it kadosh? So the Gemara is going to explain that it has kedushas peh, that you designate it as kodesh and therefore it becomes kodesh, but you're only designating as kodesh what's inside the kli. You're not designating as kodesh what's outside the kli. Rabbi Yossi says, no, there's a different reason for the distinction. Lo mishum zeh, that's not the reason why we distinguish between midas halach and midas yavesh. El shalach ne'akar v'ayavesh eno ne'akar. It's because the way things overflow, when you pour a drink and it overflows over the edges of the kli, whatever's going over the edges of the kli was once inside the cup. So it already became kadosh from the inside of the kli. And now the new liquid you're pouring in is going inside the cup, pushing out the liquid that was already there. When you pour something dry, you pour flour or sugar into a kli, and it goes over the edges of the kli, whatever's going over the edges was never inside the cup. That's the extra that you're pouring in right now. So that's why it never became kadosh. That's, Rabbi Yossi says, not like the same svara that Rabbi Akiva had suggested. So it says Gemara Mani, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Meaning the Mishnah had said that the midos are supposed to be nigdashos, except for the isaron that's used by the Kohen Gadol. So the clear implication is that there are two esronim. There are two measuring esronim in the Beis HaMikdash. There's the isaron kli that you use for all other korbanos, and the one that you use for the chavite Kohen Gadol. And they're different sizes. The one that you use for chavite Kohen Gadol is slightly larger because the kli itself can actually accommodate the full isaron without a gedisha, without heaping it. So money, who's the Tana of our Mishnah? Rabbi Meir, if we're assuming like Rabbi Meir who said on Daf Pei Zayin Amar Aleph that they actually had two midos shel isaron in the Migdash, aside from the chatzi isaron that they used to divide the chavite kohen gadol, which was mechuka, so they had two midos of isaron chad gadosh hava, only one of them is gedusha that actually held an isaron only if it was gadosh, and the other one is mechuka, the other one holds an isaron when it's flat, like the Brisa says. So how could our Mishnah say that all the midos were nigdashos? And I Rabbanan, and if you're assuming like the Rabbanan would disagree with Rabbi Meir, chada umachukava. There was only one isaron, and it was machuk. It wasn't kadosh at all. And our Mishnah says that there were multiple midos, and they were all nigdashos. So the Gemara says, Amrav Chista, right? What do you mean there were multiple midos? It says, kol midos shebemigdash hayu nigdashos. So it sounds like there were many any of them. So Amr Chisa li Olam Rameir, Umay Kol Midos, Kol Medidos. It's really going like Rameir. When it says Kol Midos, it means every time they measured in this Kli Mida, meaning when they measured three Asronim, Lepar, Shnei Asronim La'ayil, or Yisaron Echad La'keves, they would make it heaping like Rabbi Meir said previously. Because remember, that was the Machlokas, whether, you know, we said that there were seven measurements, but seven measurements means seven Kalim, or one Kli with a lot of lines on the side, like a measuring Kli. So it's referring back to that machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Midas halach berutzei en kodesh. Then we said that when you have a measuring utensil for liquids, that which goes over the edges of the kli is also kodesh, whereas midas yavesh berutzei en is chal. And Rabbi Akiva explained the difference because the midas halach is actually a kli that's kodesh and the chal is not. And Rabbi Yossi had said, no, it's about what was once inside the kli. So b'may kamif, what is the machlokas of the Tanoim in our Mishnah? What's the nekudas machlokas over here? So Tanakama savar midas halach nimshecha bein mi bifnim bein mi bechutz. Tanakama holds that the midos halach were anointed both on the inside of the kli and the outside of the kli, or the edges of the kli, and therefore that which overflows mi bechutz is also kodesh. Midas yavesh nimshecha mi bifnim velo nimshecha mi bechutz. But the midas yavesh was only anointed to become kadosh on the inside, but not that which flows over the edges of the kli. Rabbi Akiva savar midas halach nimshcha bein mi bifnim bein mi bachutz, and midas yavesh lo nimshcha kaliter. Rabbi Akiva would say, no, the midas halach was nimshach through and through, inside, outside. The midas yavesh is not kadosh at all, not mi bifnim, not mi bachutz. Why is anything that's inside of a kadosh? It's only because it has kedushas hapeh, but that which is over the edge of the kli didn't have kedushas hapeh. You're only mekadesh what you actually need. You're not mekadesh that which goes over the outside of the kli. Rabbi Yossi suffer idi v'idi nimshcha mi bifnim v'lo nimshcha mi bachutz. Rabbi Yossi holds, no, both midas halach and midas yavesh only have meshicha on the inside, not on the outside. V'hacha haynu taima delach nekar migava demana ka'asi v'yavesh eno nekar. The reason that there's a distinction between midas halach and midas yavesh, that the berutzei halach are kadosh and the berutzei yavesh are not kadosh, is because the way liquid overflows is that when you pour more in, that which overflows is that which was once inside, whereas the way solids overflow is when you pour more in, that which overflows is that which was never inside the kli. So says Gemara v'chinekar v'ayhavi. But why do I care that the overflow of the liquid measure was once in the kli? Gavra l'may d'tzorach kamachavin. Pashas is when you're having kavana to be mekadesh, you're only being mekadesh what you actually need. So that which overflows is not part of what you need, and therefore should not be kadosh. So Amar Rav Dimi bar Sisna mishmei derav zos omeres klisharis mekadshin shalom idas. That klisharis have the ability to be mekadesh what's inside of them, even shalom idas, even when you have intention to be mekadesh what's inside of them. Ravina amar liolam emelach klisharis mekadshin elam idas. Ravina says, now I could even tell you that klisharis is only mekadesh if the person has intention that it should be mekadesh, and the birutzei halach should not be kadosh because the person, of course, does not want them to be kadosh. The Chum said that they're niskadesh. That's only din rabbanan ugzera shemi yomru motzin miklisharis l'chol. It's a gzera that if we are not to be mekadesh, the lach that overflows, people who see that are, and they see that the berutzim, that which overflows, is just treated as chol, they're going to say that you could take things out of a klisharis and use them as chol. They're going to think that something that was actually niskadesh b'klisharis could just go and become chulin. And they're not going to realize that this was never actually niskadesh because you only had das to be mekadesh that which was needed. Most of Rabbi Zeira asks on Ravina, we're going to have a Mishnah later on about the arrangement of the lechem apanim on the shulchan in the heichal. Sider es halechem es habezichin la'achar haShabbos. If let's say they arrange the lechem and the bezichei levona on the shulchan after Shabbos, v'ikteres habezichin b'Shabbos, and then they were makdir the bezichei levona on the next Shabbos, the following Shabbos, psula. That haktaras ha-psichim is possible because it's supposed to stay on the shulchan for 7 days, and from one Shabbos to the next, and it didn't. It stayed from Motsoi Shabbos until the next Shabbos. That's not a full 7 days, so the lechem is not going to be mutar ba'achila because the haktaras ha-psichim is what's matir the lechem apanim ba'achila. So Kate said, Yasa, so what should you do in order to make sure that it's not possible? Yani chenu the Shabbos haba. You have to leave it on the table for the full 7 days, for the next week, till the next Shabbos, and then be maktir the lechem lekohanim. So leave it for an extra week, and that which you're allowed to do that, and it's not going to become possible lina shafilo al shulchan yamim rabim ein bekachlum. It can be on the shulchan for many, many days. It's not going to be a problem because it's never niskadish before Shabbos, and whatever is not niskadish is not hukshar to become a pasul bulina. So you can leave it on the shulchan for a whole nother week, and then be makta the bezichim and be makta the lechem the kohanim the following week. Vamai, so ask the Gemara, why do the Chum allow you to leave it on the shulchan? Hasam nami lema gzeir shem yom mafkidim beklisha reis. Shouldn't we be concerned that people are going to see what you're doing over there, you're leaving it there, and they're going to think that lechem that stays on the shulchan, you could leave that based on that you're allowed to leave something that's already kadosh in a and it's never going to become pasul bulina. They're not going to realize that lechem is an exception. So says the Gemara, who's seeing it? It's the shulchan. You're going to ask a stira between that which we do in the heichal and that which we do out in the azara. There's an obvious difference. Pnim lav kuli al miyadi. What goes on in the heichal, only the kohanim know, and the kohanim know the score. They know what's going on. They understand that this is not to be confused with anything else. But chutz kuli al miyadi, whatever's going on b'chutz, everyone knows. So that we have to be choshesh. People are going to make a mistake from kli shares to a klei chol. So you would think that this sugya about beirutzim and whatever's left over in the overflow of a kli, you would think it doesn't have any real ramifications lahalacha. But it might, meaning, well, let's go until the next mission, then we'll see some of the ramifications of halacha. Rosh Chodesh Kislev, we should talk about how some of this affects Hilchos Chanukah. So Tanan Hasan, let's go a little weiter though. Moser Nesachim L'Ketzam Zbeach. Whatever extra Nesachim you have goes for Ketzam Zbeach. The extra Nesachim that aren't being used, you sell them and you buy other animals for Karbanos to be brought on the Mizbeach when the Mizbeach is not otherwise occupied. My Moser Nesachim, what is Moser Nesachim? Two possibilities. Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef Amar Beirut Zemidos. It's whatever's left over from the overflow of the measurements that the Hagdish bought versus the Midos Hamochkos that they sell to people who need Nesachim. Meaning, when Hagdish buys, they buy with the Midah Gedusha. They buy with a heaping measurement, and when they sell it to people who have to bring Nesachim, they sell those measurements on the with the Machuk. They sell it without the heaping measurements, and therefore they're making some profit on that. There's Moser Nesachim. So that Moser, they're Poda, and they use that money to bring for Ketzam Mizbech. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kosa Shashaninu, that Moser Nesachim really relates to what the Mishnah says, that I'm a Kabbal of Lesapik Slosos Me'arba. If a person, let's say, takes upon himself that he's going to be the provider of flour for Karbanos Mincha, for Hegdish, and the price he's providing, the price he's guaranteeing, that he's locking in, is 4 se'in of flour for a single selah, that's the price. And then va'amdu b'shalosh, and then the prices change, the market price has changed, and now it's worth shalosh se'in for a single selah. You should only be able to buy 3 se'in of flour for a single selah. Too bad, yisapek me'arba. This guy has to provide 4 se'in of flour for a single selah because that was the deal that he made. They Hegdish locked in that price. What if it went in the reverse direction? Mishalosh, the person was mekabel to provide 3 se'in of flour for a single selah, but then vamdu me'arba, then the price changed, and now flour is cheaper, and it should cost for a single selah, you should be able to get 4 se'in of flour. Misapik me'arba, then he's got to provide it at the cheaper price, the newer cheaper price. Sheyat Hegdish al Elyona. Hegdish always gets the upper hand when it comes to this. So it turns out that for every selah, Hegdish is getting an extra sa'a of flour. So what do they do with that extra money? So that's the Mosar Mizbeach that goes, that's the Mosar Nesachim that goes, L'Ketzam Mizbeach. Tanya Kavas in Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, Tanya Kavas in Rabbi Yochanan, we have a brisa that supports each opinion. Tanya Kavas in Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, Berutsu Midas Salala Mayu Osun Behen, Im Yesh Zevach Acher, Yekruvu Imo. What do they do with the Berutse Midos? If there's another Zevach to be makruv with it, they're makruv with it. Im Lanu Yifsul Belina. And if there's no other Zevach and they stay overnight, they become possible Belina because they're ready in the Skadesh and the Klishares. Vim Lav, and if there's no other Zevach, and they have not yet gone through another night to become possible Lina, Mekitzin Ben Hasam Mizbeach. They would use them to purchase other Karbanos for Ketzah Mizbeach, to keep the Mizbeach busy. Vekayit Zev Mahu, and what is this Ketzah Mizbeach that they would use? Olos, they would bring Karbanos Olos. Habasar L'shem, the Basar is all brought for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is all burnt on the Mizbeach. Va'oros L'Kohanim, and the hides of the animal are given to Kohanim, like any other Karban Ola that's Kulu Kalal on the Mizbeach, and the Oros go to the Kohanim. Tanya Kava says Rabbi Yochanan, and we have a Brice that says like Rabbi Yochanan as well. Hamakabel of Lesapik Slosos Me'arba Vamdu Mishalosh, a person agrees to provide the Mikdash with flour at 4 Se'in Besela, and now flour is more expensive. You only get 3 Se'in Besela, Mesapik Me'arba. He has to provide it at the cheaper price. Mishalosh, but if he accepted originally the price of 3 Se'in Besela, Vamdu Me'arba, and now it's 4 Se'in Besela, Now it's cheaper. Mesapik me'arba. He has to provide the cheaper price. Sheyad hegdish ale eliona, because hegdish always gets the upper hand. V'zehu shashaninu mosu nesachim l'kayit hamizbeach, and that's what we mean. That mosu nesachim is l'kayit hamizbeach. So you see that's. That those are those two deos of what Moshe Nesachim Leketzam Mizbeach, what they mean are both explicit in Brisa. So we have a Brisa to support each opinion. So, how does the sugya possibly relate halacha lemaisa? So you have the following: the Gemara said that a person is makdish davar lach. For Hagdish, he's Makadish in the Kli. It's only what's in the Kli Bishasa Medida, he's not Makadish what goes out of the Kli, because Kli Sharis are Makadish even Shalomi Das, or because of he is Makadish because Kli Sharis are Makadish Shalomi Das, or because of there's some Gzered Rabbanan. But without that, without those Svaros of the Gzered Rabbanan or a Kli Sharis being Makadish Shalomi Das, we would say only that which is necessary is Kadosh. It's tough over here, but these Nesachim, we have these two possible Svaros why even the overflow should become Kadosh. Because a person, in general, we assume, is only Makdish that which he needs and nothing more. So the post can discuss, does this relate to the Moser Shemen of Ner Chanukah? The Beis Yosef writes in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Zayin that l'chora there's a stira in the tour in what we do with the extra oil from Ner Chanukah. In Siman Tov Reish Ayin Beis, the tour writes that after the Neros Chanukah have been lit for a half an hour, you can blow them out, you can extinguish them, and you can use the extra oil for Oraner afterwards, for whatever else you want to use it for, because only the first half hour of oil was actually Kadosh, because that's all you need for the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. But then in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Zayin, the Torah writes that the shemen that's left over from the first night, just add a little more and use it for the second night. Whatever's left over the second night, add a little more and use it for the third night. V'chule v'chule. And then the leftover shemen on the last night, Osolo madura visorfo lefisha hukzo lemitzvaso. You have to make some sort of fire, burn it all, because it's hukzo lemitzvaso, and you're not allowed to use it for anything else. So apparently the Nosar Hashemen has Kedusha as well. So it's a stir in the Torah, because the Torah first said that whatever's after the first half hour, blow it out and use the oil for whatever you want, that it doesn't have Kedusha. So the Beis Yosef suggests two terutzim. Number one, he says in the name of Mari Abuav, that there's a chilik between someone who's Nosin Shem and Stam versus Nosin Shemen Almanash Lo Yikadesh Ela Shira Tzarechlo, that you're only putting Almanash to be Mekadesh the Shir that's needed. In Tafresh Ayin Beis, the Torah is talking about someone who puts Shemen with the Das only to be Mekadesh the Chatzi Sha'a worth of Shemen. Good, so the Moser you could use for whatever you want. But in Tafresh Ayin Zayin, he's talking about someone who puts Shemen Stam. He doesn't say, I'm only trying to be Mekadesh the first half hour. And then everything becomes Kadosh, and that's why you need to make a Madura. That's one possible answer, that they're talking about two different cases. Another possible answer, says Beis Yosef, is that the Shemen that's beyond the first half hour of Shemen is never going to be kadosh. In Tavrish Ayin Zayin, when he says that there's kedusha in the nosar, it's talking about if the ner got extinguished within the zman, it got extinguished too early for whatever reason. Meikra din kafsa ein zakukla. You don't have to relight it. So let's say the guy didn't relight it, but it blew out after 5 minutes. So he still got 25 minutes worth of oil that did become kadosh. So that you have to burn. So Mishnah Berurah quotes both of these deos in Siman Tav Reish Ayin Beis and in Siman Tav Reish Ayin Zayin. He quotes both of these deos and he says the halacha is like the Beis Yosef that eino kadosh mashi yosef mishir chatzi shah, that only the first chatzi shah becomes kadosh, even if you didn't make it tonight, even stam, meaning not like Maria Buav, like the second answer. But he says the chachila, it's always better to make it tonight and to be choshish v'das Maria Buav, that I'm only being mekadesh the first half hour of oil, because, and he says that some are machmir and hold that kol zman, that the neros are lit, a person shouldn't use the aura at all, even after a chatzi shah, and even if he made such a tonight, because someone who sees you using the neros of Chanukah for your own benefit is not going to know to be mechalik between the first half hour and a half hour and beyond that. The Taz brings a raya to the Beis Yosef that even without making any special tonight, the shemen is not kadosh. That's not the shemen that's not needed for the mitzvah is not kadosh. It brings a raya from a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about hazmana milsa. So the Marsham writes that our sugya is a raya as well. Why? Because our sugya says that the mashkim that's not needed for the shear of the nesachim is not kadosh b'kli. So that sounds like stam, without any special tonight. A person is only makdish that which he needs, and not that which is beyond what he needs. We said in the end of the day, it is kadosh. Yeah, midrabanan gzera, but meikra din. We assume that you're only makdish that which a person actually needs. So that's what they bring as a raya to that shita of the Beis Yosef. They say the Chazanish used to, it's a little bit shocking that the Chazanish, after his neros were lit for a half hour, he would blow them out and say, okay, that's it, mitzvah's done, we don't need any more. It's not the minute. We're choshesh. I think the Brisker Rav was choshesh that Atshetich L'Regel Menashuk nowadays goes for much, much longer. So we keep our neros lit for 3 hours. You know, they sell enough oil to burn for way, way longer than a half hour. But it is important to have that Chazanish in the back of your mind in case someone is hesitant about blowing out their candles before they leave their house. So you stay for a half hour. If you have to leave the house, don't leave the candles unattended. So you blow them out. You don't have to be firmer than the Chazanish. You can blow them out after a half hour, and then rather than the fire hazard. Every year we hear about another Nebuch. It's such a terrible thing. It's obviously a sakana, and it's also a terrible chul Hashem that a mitzvah causes such damage and a mitzvah causes such devastation to people's lives. We have to be very, very careful about this for many reasons. Okay, let's go weiter. Says the Mishnah now on Sadi Yevon Beis over here. So there are certain karbanos that you bring the sachem with them, and certain karbanos you don't. Kol karbanos hatzibur v'hayachid tunin nesachim. All karbanos tzibur and yachid require nesachim, with some exceptions. Chutz min habachar v'hameiser v'hapesach. Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach are Karbonos Yachid, and they do not require Nesachim. V'achatas v'asham, and a regular Chatas and Asham are, whether they're Karbonos Yachid or whether they're Karbonos Tzibur, do not require Nesachim. Ella shechatas shel mitzora v'asham l'tunin nesachim, except for the chatas and the asham of a mitzora. That's what we started the daf with, that the asham of a mitzora requires nesachim, unlike every other karban asham that does not require nesachim. So Gemara brings a brisa that's just going to darshan from psukim in the Torah in the parsha of nesachim all the dinim that we just mentioned in this mishnah. So Tana Rabbanan, the brisa darshans of psukim in Bamidbar Parak Tezvav psukim Bezu Gimel. The psukim say taberel b'nei Yisrael v'amata. When you go into Eretz Yisrael, v'asisem isha l'Hashem ola ozevach l'falei neder o v'nedava o b'moadechem l'asos reich nichoch l'Hashem min ha'bakar o min ha'tzon. And then it goes on to tell us about all the nesachim. So somehow, every word in those psukim is going to limit where we have nesachim and where we don't. It's going to inform us on where we have nesachim and where we don't have nesachim. V'asisem isha l'Hashem. Yachal, that's the pasuk. So Yachal kala ala liishim yeitan nesachim afilu mincha. I might think that everything that goes liishim requires nesachim even from mincha. Tam lomar ola. That's why it says ola. That only in ola. Shalom minayin. How do I know that shalom requires nesachim? Tam lomar zevach. Toda minayin. Tam lomar o zevach. The extra word o comes to include a karma toda. So yachal shani marba af bechor umais rupesach vechatos v'yasham. So I would say, okay, good. Let everything require nesachim, even the ones that we said in the Mishnah don't. Tam lomar lefal. That's why we have that phrase, the Fale Neder of Nedava, Baba Neder Nedava, Tan Nesachim Shein Baba Neder Nedava, in Tan Nesachim. Only those Kabbarnas that could be brought as a Neder Nedava requires Nesachim, but those that can't, like a Bechor, Maisa, Pesach, Chatos, Nashem, which can't be brought as a Neder Nedava, do not require Nesachim. Mashma Lahotzias Elu. From the drasha that we said, it sounds like we're excluding Bechor, Meiser, Pesach, Chatzos, Hashem, that they do not require Nesachim, since you only bring them if you are Chayiv to bring them. You cannot bring them as a Nedava. So, Otzi es Chovos Habos Machmas HaRegel BeRegel. I should also therefore say that whatever carbon I'm Chayiv to bring on Yantif, on account of it being Yantif, should also not require Nesachim, because it's a Chiyuv. Umaynin, who? What are those kavanos? Olos Ri'iyah, Shalmei Chagiga. These are things that should not require Nesachim because they're kavanos Chova. Tamal Omar, O b'Moadechem. Oh, and the parsha of Nesachim mentions something about Moadim. So kavanos that are brought in the Moadim, Kol Abav Moadechem, Tal Nesachim. Whatever is brought in Moadechem is going to require Nesachim. Mashma Lahavi Aselu. So good. So from that I see that you bring Nesachim with the Olos Ri'iyah, the Shalmei Chagiga. So once you're including that, maybe we should include the sirei chatos that are brought on yantiv. They should require nesachim as well because they're brought on yantiv. Tamalomer v'chisase ben bakar. That the pasuk is talking about the nesachim of a ben bakar, but it already said earlier ben bakar b'chalaya. It already said v'osi yisha l'Hashem ola ozevach l'fale neder l'asas reich nichoch l'Hashem min ha-bakar min ha-tzon. So ben bakar was already included. V'lama yatsa. Why is it taken out of the klal that was already mentioned and mentioned separately? It could have just written v'hikriv al ben ha-bakar. Bakar. So lahakish elav ma ben bakar miyuchad ba b'neder nedava af kol ba b'neder nedava. So it's coming to tell me that just like ben bakar is unique in that it could be brought as a neder nedava, the only karbanos that require nesachim are that which are brought b'neder nedava. So only a karban that could be brought as a neder nedava that you could volunteer is going to require nesachim, and therefore olos and shlamim that are brought as a chova, like the olos riyah, the shalmei chagiga, since there are olos and shlamim that are also brought b'neder nedava, so even those that are not brought b'neder nedava, those that are brought as a chiyuv, you also need nesachim. But sirei chatos, we never find a carbon chatos that's brought b'nedava, so sirei chatos are not going to require nesachim. So essentially, it says b'mo'adechem, so the carbonos of yantif require nesachim. No, but only those carbonos of yantif that have a parallel that's not a chiyuv. But any carbon of yantiv that doesn't have any parallels, not a chiyuv, does not require nesachim. The pasuk continues: Lasos reach nichoach laHashem min habakar o min hatzon matam lomar. What's that phrase teaching us? Lefishenemar, because originally it says ola. Shomei ani afilu ola saof b'mashma. I would say that an ola saof is included in ola and therefore requires nesachim. Tamalomar mina bakar o mina tzon. That's why he's coming to tell me mina bakar o mina tzon, that only behema requires nesachim, bakar and tzon, not ola sa'ov. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. That's Rabbi Yoshia says. Rabbi Yonah Sonomer, eino tzarech. You don't need mina bakar o mina tzon to tell me that an ola sa'ov does not require nesachim. It's obvious because Harehu Omer, the pasuk says, zevach. Va'of eino zevach. An oaf is not called a zevach. Imkein matam lomer min habakar min hatzon. So what do I do with the phrase min habakar min hatzon? Lefi shenemar adam ki akrum yikem karban lashem min habehema min habakar min hatzon. So yachal omer arei alai ola yavi mishneyem. I might have thought that since it mentions bakar and tzon, if a person commits to bring a karban ola, he's going to be obligated to bring both bakar and tzon, because that's what it sounds like from the pasuk, that a person is no dermin habehema, he has to bring bakar and tzon. Tam lomer min habakar all minatzon, that he brings either bakar or tzon. Ratza echad, maybe, ratza shnayim, maybe. If he wants to bring one, he brings. If he wants to bring two, he brings. So the Gemara is going to explain, the next step is going to be to explain each sheet of Rabbi Yonas and Rabbi Yoshia. Just to close, there is an interesting, one of the Kadmonim writes in the Sefer Shmona Lachmo, that a person has to be morid ma'us on Misa Satzadik, because Misa Satzadik is like a korban that's brought al yidei Michael HaKohen HaGadol Shemayla, and since there's no Zevach below Nesachim, our Mishnah, there's no Zevach below Nesachim, the dma'us that a person is morid are the Nesachim of the korban that go with a Misa Satzadik. And he has fantastic explanation of seven or eight different halachos in Hilchos Avelos, based on the idea that that when a tzaddik dies, they have such a din of that has such a din of a zevach, and the demaos have a din of the nesachim. Okay, but I'm going to pick up there tomorrow.